the September meeting, Mark Berry and Cassie Henshaw came to our meeting and asked for our support in this UTV ordinance that the county had passed already. And they gave us an information packet with letters of support from most of the villages and cities in the county who had already have a ordinance on their books allowing UTVs, ATVs, golf carts on their roads. And in the packet was a study from the state of Wisconsin where the economic advantage to having this, bringing people to their towns, spending dollars on food, lodging, therefore. And they didn't ask us to vote on the ordinance at the September meeting, but asked us to study the package, take it home with us, which the board members did. And we put it on our October agenda. And we felt that anything that can bring people to our village would be a benefit. We just have a bar with a restaurant in the village, and we have a convenience store. And any dollar spent in our village helps both business owners. So therefore, we voted the ordinance in.
And can you detail the specifics of the ordinance? What does it call for?
It calls for a sticker purchased through the county and an inspection for the UTVs. They have to have tail lights, headlights, turning signals, horn, a placard, and just like most of the villages here in the county have already. And there's a designated route, a proposed designated route they have that connects every municipality in the county. And it would be a benefit, I feel, for all townships doing this. So we could drive these UTVs on our township roads and be able to go to all these other villages.
And then in terms of, I guess, the common speed limit, does it specify anything in regards to that?
35 miles per hour. Signs will be erected on the designated route, saying it's a UTV route and the speed limit is 35 miles per hour.
And you're the first township to do this, so I'm assuming that you're hoping you're the first domino?
Yes. So far, we are. Mark and Cassie are going to meet with two or three other townships this week and discuss some more with them. But I would hope that they would look at it and seriously consider passing the ordinance.